You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Sonora City Councilman Matt Hawkins.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's get right into some of the issues. There's going to be a new face on the city council coming soon as George Sagarini decided not to run in this last election. Who's joining the city council?
Colette Such.
And what can you tell us about Colette?
She retired out of the healthcare industry. I believe she currently sits on a board with Columbia College, and she is very professional. I look forward to working with her. I think we'll have some really good debates.
Who's going to be the next mayor?
It should be Mayor Pro Tem Jim Garavena. Under Sonora City Code, the Mayor Pro Tem, as long as they're reelected, will become the next mayor.
Is that good news?
I think so. Jim is a friend of mine, and he is very fiscally minded, and I look forward to serving with him.
We continue to hear that the county of Tuolumne is facing a budget deficit. Where does the budget stand now for the city of Sonora?
So far, our budget is, I guess you could call it good. We're in the black. We have a great city administrator who has really helped push us towards being in the black, and a city council that's very responsive to our constituents. I guess the two things that I took away from our budget when we discussed it a week or so ago was that it appears we'll be getting two more police vehicles to replace our part of our aging fleet for our police department's vehicles. And then it looks like we'll be able to finish off the well that is in the Rotary Park.
You now have a new police chief.
Great guy. Very humble chief. He's a local guy.
And his name is?
True Vanderweel. And very happy to have him. He was acting chief for a little over a year. He has been promoted multiple times, not only within the Sonora Police Department, but the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department. And he has a lot of military experience in his background.
Does the Sonora City Police Department have a difficult job?
You know, I think being a police officer nowadays, unfortunately, is a lot more difficult than what it was, say, 20 years ago. Unfortunately, there's a lot more hatred towards our police, and I think it carries over with anywhere. I will say that I think not only the city of Sonora, but Tuolumne County in general is very good to our officers, and I think that for the most part, the majority of people in our county see what our law enforcement is like here. And our law enforcement, I believe, is very good and very professional.
And speaking of Sonora City workers, Sonora City crews are stepping up their presence throughout downtown Sonora.
There have been complaints coming into basically different city council members, myself included, and then also at our city council meetings where there were dog droppings, garbage downtown, that sort of thing. And city crews have stepped up their game along with our city administrators actually walking Washington Street, usually once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and getting someone on if there's a mess somewhere, getting it taken care of.
Business in Sonora. How is business in Sonora?
A lot better. Thank God it's a lot better. We had a lot of empty buildings 5, 6, 8 years ago now, and a lot of those are getting filled. There's always turnover, which is unfortunate, but that's what we live in. There is turnover.
Other long-term projects for Sonora, such as Vision Sonora, where do we stand now?
There's been a lot of energy put in from the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, basically helping do things on Lineberg Street, the second Saturday art night. The Sonora Chamber of Commerce has been hosting concerts in the park. It's just an all-around good feeling going downtown, so that does add to our future for Vision Sonora.
And within the city of Sonora, I know that you did join the Homeless Task Force. Can you bring us up to speed as to what's being discussed or any actions that are being taken?
Right now, the Homeless Task Force is still together. We haven't had a meeting due to the fact that basically we need the county's help. We need the county's help, church's help, basically anybody willing to get together. So right now there's some other meetings going on with Mayor Pro Tem Garavenda, and then several other groups, and then hopefully we can bring something back to where we can all sit down and work together.
All right, so no real update for us on that?
No, to be completely honest, no.
Matt, any other long-term projects such as infrastructure issues?
Currently, no. I would like to say that I would personally like to see us going forward here very soon with a new city main drain project, which will take some time, not only in planning, but acquiring grants. But, you know, the main drain's only 150 years old, so it's probably time to replace it.
I always enjoy talking with you. Sonora City Councilman Matt Hawkins. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.